Do y'all want to hear a crazy story? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, August 6th, 2026, and we just heard Crazier by BoA. Now, imagine becoming best friends with someone only to discover they're actually your sibling. Actually, it sounds too good to be true. And this story right here isn't the only story like this that I've heard in the past. But that's exactly what happened to Dave Green and Andrea Ermston in the UK. The two met in 2005 while working at Manchester Airport. Dave worked at the airport bus station while Andrea serviced the vending machines. Their friendship began with a simple deal, of course. And if Andrea brought Dave a hot chocolate, she'd get free parking. Apparently, that's all it took. Now, over the next 2 years, they became inseparable, often joking, of course, that they were like brother and sister. Who would have known that became true? Well, they had no idea just how accurate that joke was really going to be. And then one day, Dave mentioned that he had been adopted as a baby. And Andrew replied, "Oh, really? Well, I was told I had a brother who had been adopted. And his birth name was Stuart." Now, Dave froze, of course. Like, what? Wait, my birth name was Stuart. Proud Love. And Andrea froze, too. And her maiden name was actually Proud Love. Okay. What a coinkydink. Uh-huh. And after checking the birth date and hospital with their mother and everything, you know, matched up, the two realized they really were brother and sister. And of course, there were plenty of tears. Of course you'd be crying because you're like, oh my gosh, I heard I had a sibling. They were adopted. I haven't seen them since, you know, birth. And this whole time, you're hanging out, you're besties, you're working with your brother or sister. Now today, the reunited siblings even live together. And Andrea says that if she could choose anyone in the world to be her brother, she would have chosen Dave. Now that's a friendship and, you know, a siblingship, if that's a word. That really was meant to be. Well, we have a great song for you guys right now. You know, with this little warm story. This is V from BTS with Friends. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. This is where you take a break from all the chaotic stuff that you could be in right now. Or maybe some interesting stuff that you already know that you need to get ready for, because we have more interesting stuff for you to add to your soaking brain. Now, speaking of friends and friendships, remember that movie about the unlikely friendship between a retired widower who goes back to work as an intern and a workaholic CEO? Now the intern. Might be one of Hollywood's most heartwarming workplace comedies, and it's getting a Korean makeover. The Korean version is coming to theaters on September 16th, just in time for Chuseok holiday. Now, if you remember the 2015 original, it starred Robert De Niro as a retired senior in his 70s who lands an internship at a fast-paced fashion startup run by none other than Anne Hathaway. Now, the film became a global hit and was especially popular here in Korea, selling more than 3.6 million tickets. Now, this time around, we got Mr. Choi Min-sik, who will step in to play Robert De Niro's character, of course, the lovable intern, while Han So-hee takes on the role of the ambitious young CEO. Now, that's quite the pairing. Now, Choi Min-sik is, of course, the legendary star of Old Boy and Exuma, while Han So-hee has won fans around the world through dramas like The World of the Married and Gyeongseong Creature. Now, the remake is directed by Kim Do-young, whose recent romance, Once We Were Us, 만약에 우리, turned into one of this year's surprise box office hits. So, if you've ever wondered what the intern would look like with a, you know, distinctively Korean twist, you're not going to have to wait that much longer, y'all. So grab those tickets, get your popcorn, and enjoy the movie when it comes out. But for now, let's enjoy two songs. We've got 옥상 달빛 with Intern, and then Icon with Best Friend. Your two cents! You guys know what this segment is all about. We love to connect with you guys, and we're always, you know, interested in all the cool little answers that we get from you guys on our Y2C. And it's a question that's posted weekly on our gram. And like I said, I get to choose one of y'all, of course, and send you guys a prize. Now, our Y2C question was, if you can only keep three apps on your phone, which ones would you keep? Now, of course, we had so many cool answers from last week that we're going to continue with this question this week. And of course, we're going to get right into it. Three apps. Now, personally, I don't think an app that's already been put in your phone, like if you purchased the Fruit brand phone or any, you know, alien little icon phone, they usually have the apps that are, you know, store manufactured apps, whatever brand manufactured apps that are already on your phone. Those you don't really need to keep because it's already there. You know, I would say it's stuff that you actually download on your phone personally. Anyways, we have the first one from Shahadat Hossein from the Book of Faces. There was a time when we could manage without mobile phones. Correct. But that is no longer possible. Mobile phones have now become an essential item, just like our clothes. Now, the app I use most frequently is Google Chrome. Without it, using Facebook, Messenger, YouTube, and other websites could not be possible. I also use WhatsApp and Telegram, which are essential for my communication. Additionally, I use apps to manage my bank accounts, although I use it less often. It is crucial for me. However, for security reasons, I cannot disclose details about this. Please don't. Mm-mm. You don't know what crazy hackers are out there. Now, I currently have about 45 apps on my phone, mobile phone. Upon checking, I found that all of them are important. None can be dispensed with. And examples include apps for banking, listening to the radio, booking Uber rides, accessing railway services, photocopying and editing, among others. Is it possible to get by without these apps? It is not. Okay. Well, we here feel that you saying Google Chrome is a wise choice, because with that you can search the web. You can actually go in Google Chrome and watch stuff on the, you know, the tubes, you know, and connect. So that's the thing. I feel like Google Chrome and any search service, I guess, for an app is essential, because through it you can go into Facebook, you can go into YouTube, you know, and other sites. I think that's a major thing, is using an app that you need to search things with, okay? And Google Chrome is a great one. So we're going to get into a song now before we get into more of your answers. First up, we got Dynamic Duo with Without You. Koggy's Hall. Koggy! All right, that was Dynamic Duo with Without You. Koggy's Hall. Koggy. Now, we're going to get into more of your answers right now. Next one is from D. Sardimento from the Book of Faces. Google search, searching almost everything on the internet, Facebook Messenger, chat and call family and friends, YouTube. This is where I watch DIY and how-to videos. Have a nice day, KBS World Radio English Service. Hope you can play I Hope's new song, Run to You. Thank you. Okay. I mean, of course, you need a search engine. That's a definite thing. Like I said, you can use so many things through, you know, search windows. And I guess Facebook Messenger is what you use for messaging. And that's tricky, because nowadays you need multiple messengers, because one person might not be on this app. You know, like the gram, I'll try to DM a friend and I'm like, I'll message them separately through text. Like, hey, what's your gram handle? They're like, oh, I don't use it. I'm like, okay. So I can't post anything. I can't tag you in anything. You know, so you need multiple ways to get in contact with people these days. All right, moving on, we have one from at DayKimBelle0603. I think it would be WhatsApp, YouTube, and Facebook, because those are the ones I use the most. I've used those three apps from the start, and I think I can find both entertainment and information through them. Oh. Okay. Definitely entertainment through the tubes. You can watch your shows. You know, you can learn how to cook, make things. And then I don't know about information through WhatsApp and Facebook. Actually, yeah, Facebook, WhatsApp, you need for chatting, you know. I just wish everyone would choose at least one universal app they can chat with, because Like I said before, my one friend doesn't use WhatsApp. My one friend doesn't use KakaoTalk. My one friend doesn't use this and that. So it's like you need to download all these apps just to get in contact with certain people. And that can get a little annoying. But to get the, you know, the annoying, icky feels out of our system, we got music for you right now. First up, Dee Saramento wanted to hear All Hopes Run to You. So we got that. And then after that, we got NCT Dream with 1-2-3. All right, that was NCT Dream with 1-2-3. Now, moving on to some more of your Y2C answers before choosing a special person to send a prize to. We have one from @Rabeb. X, formerly known as Twitter, to stay updated on K-pop news. Instagram to see what my family and friends are up to. And Facebook to check the local and international news. Okay. So you chose more of the stuff that's, you know, informative in a way. But only thing is you don't have any search window. So you can't really search, you know, for things separately, like recipes, I guess, regular pictures, what's going on in the world. I mean, you can get those updates on the other apps too, but sometimes you can't search for it. You have to just see what's there that people put up. I don't know. Personally, I just need a search window. That's always got to be there. And I don't know. A lot of people, I guess, choose Facebook because, you know, in some countries, it's easier to get news through Facebook. That's cool. I use it because a lot of my old school friends from, you know, my childhood are still on it. And they post there more than the other apps, so I need that as well. Now, finally, we're going to get into our last answer and response of the week. It's from @itismepaulT. KBS Kong, of course, to listen to KPC. Okay. Spotify for more music. And Kakao to stay in contact with Sophie in case she goes off to vacation in Korea without me. I thought she was talking about our old PD. Okay. Ha ha ha, it would probably be difficult, but it would free up a lot of time so I'd be able to sleep much better. Okay. Alrighty. Well, we're very thankful that you're using the Kong app. And of course, you guys can actually listen to us through other podcast apps as well. You got to search though. All right. So if you're curious about that. But we're going to wrap up this segment with two songs before we get into an answer. First up, we got Taeyeon with 2X and Twice with Set Me Free. All right, that was Twice with Set Me Free. And y'all know what time it is. It is time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our weekly Y2C is Adae Kim Bell 0603. Congratulations! If that's you, you're tuning in right now. If you're tuning in, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr. And we're going to send you a prize, but don't forget to include your ID, gram handle, or your email, however you got in contact with us with, so we can find you, including the date you won. Now, remember, you guys can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. You got to scroll your mouse to the purple radio icon, you know, of course, on the corner on our website, and you'll see K-pop connection and list of programs on the pop-up window. Then you click the link to enter our page and you're going to see the playlist tab. And the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And while you're there, our annual overseas listener satisfaction survey is up and running on our website. So you can click on the banner at the top. We'd really appreciate if you guys can, you know, take a few seconds, a few minutes to participate and give us some feedback on what you like. And what you think we could do to make our show better. All right. Before the survey comes to a close on September 11th. And when you get to the question asking what your favorite program is, I'm not going to even force it. It better be us. Anyways, we've got two songs coming your way. First up, IOI with SPF 100+ and Baby Don't Cry with Bittersweet. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It is time for us to say goodbye. But don't be sad because we have a great song taking us out by B1A4 called D-Day. And our producer is Chae Dong Gwan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.